Chapter 62. It was an hour before the beginning of their shift, and Molly showed up at the Gull 10 minutes early. It was in her nature to be early. Today, her earliness wasn't about her nature. Molly was early because she was burning with curiosity. What could Suit want to discuss with her that they couldn't talk about at work or over the phone? They had shared a strange relationship over the years. Paradise lifers and colleagues, they weren't exactly friends. They weren't enemies either, but they were occasionally rivals. Jesse Stone, his opinions and affections, were most often at the center of this rivalry, though not always. They were just very different people. Molly was long married with a house full of kids, some soon heading to college. She took her job seriously. It seemed to Suit she took everything seriously. Too seriously. Yet she had more leeway with Jesse. She could bust on him, humble him, in a style Suit could never pull off. And it wasn't because she was so good-looking. In his most self-honest moments, Suit knew it was because Jesse thought so highly of Molly. Jesse respected Molly in a way Suit was sure Jesse didn't respect him. Jesse loved him, he never doubted that. But it was painful, and painfully obvious to everyone, that Jesse thought Molly could have been a big city cop, and that he thought Suit was right where he belonged. He was a small-town kid and a small-town cop. Poor, dumb Suit. Jesse never said it. Maybe he never even thought about Suit that way, not in so many words. But sometimes Suit read them in Jesse's eyes. It was never worse than after Peeper shot him in the belly, and he'd been forced to work light duty for a few months. Working the desk while Molly took his place on patrol was as serious a wound to his ego as the bullets to his gut. Molly ordered a coffee, checking her cell phone for the time. What has Suit gotten himself into now? He'd never crossed the line, but he was occasionally indiscreet. His affairs with older married women weren't ever front-page news. In fact, she was sure that Suit and Jesse thought they had done a good job of keeping her out of the loop. She wasn't judging Suit. Who was she to judge Suit? She had crossed a line that she swore she would never cross, though only once. She liked Suit. It was hard not to like Suit. For one thing, he tried hard. He was funny, and because of his size and boyishness, there was something teddy bearish about him. He could be charming, too. He wanted people to like him, needed to be liked. Molly, not so much. "Let's go to a table," Suit said, stepping up to the bar and flagging down the waitress. As they were sitting down, Suit ordered 2 glasses of champagne. When Molly objected, Suit repeated the order and shooed the waitress away. "Champagne? What's going on, Suit?" "I need your help."
"I knew it," Molly said, exasperated.
"What is it this time? You know, champagne isn't going to soften me up, especially before a shift." But instead of becoming glum and defensive, Suit laughed.
"I knew you'd think that, Molly, that I screwed up somehow."
"It's usually why people need help. It's always why you do."
"Geez, thanks for the vote of confidence. At least Jesse pretends I'm good at my job."
Molly felt a twinge of guilt. She was being too hard on Suit. He had done plenty of good as a cop. He'd saved people's lives, and when he'd messed up in the past, nobody had suffered very much for his mistakes. Even his getting in the middle of Jesse and Peepers, and the mess now following in its wake, was done with the best intentions.
"Sorry, Suit, I'm cranky.
It's all this stuff going on with Peepers. And I'm worried about my family, and with Jesse out of town."
"That's okay.
I guess you'd be right most of the time, but not this time. I didn't screw anything up," he said, smiling with pride. "I need your help because I did the right thing, Molly. The rightest thing I've ever done." Before Molly could ask what that was, the 2 glasses of champagne arrived and were set out in front of them. Suit thanked the waitress and asked her to bring him the bill. They clinked glasses and sipped. Suit made a face.
"Is it any good?" he asked Molly.
"It's good enough.
I hate champagne." Molly shook her head. Then why'd you order it, genius? Because it's what you're supposed to drink when you get engaged.
It was all Molly could do not to spit out her second sip.
Engaged? To who?
You don't know her, I don't think. Elena Wheatley. She used to teach at Paradise High. We've been seeing each other a few months, and, you know, it just felt right. I asked, and she said yes.
Why is this the first I'm hearing about it?
It's the first anyone's hearing about it. Not even Jesse knows. And please, don't tell anyone, okay? I want to be the one to tell people when this thing with peepers blows over.
Sure, Suit, Molly said. But why tell me? And why do you need my help? Seems to me you're doing just fine.
Because I trust you to make sure I do stuff right, to tell me how I'm supposed to go about things. I know you know all that stuff. I really love her, Molly, and I don't want to hurt her feelings or screw this up for her.
Stand up, she said.
Why?
She repeated. Stand up.
This time he stood. Molly came around the table, kissed him on the cheek, and hugged him.
Congratulations, Luther. Best of luck to you and Elena.
We're gonna need it.
Don't worry, she said. I'll make sure you keep in line.
Thanks, Molly.
Shut up and get out of here. You gotta be on patrol in 45 minutes.
But what about the check?
It's my treat. Now get.
As she watched Suit leave, Molly noticed she was smiling. She hadn't done much of that lately.